So what is the difference between almost done and done? Everything. Welcome back to the Mosaic Podcast. Today's episode comes from some tough feedback I got recently. And a little self-reflection on my own perfectionist tendencies. Welcome back to the Mosaic Podcast. This is the place where we put the pieces of life and business together to create something beautiful, meaningful, and masterful. All right. So this episode is going to be another quick one. And it is a short recording and a short reflection, really, because someone told me I might not be saying good enough job to my team as much as I should. That maybe I am always pushing for some more instead of celebrating the 90% they have already accomplished. Okay, now, don't get me wrong, I love feedback. And I took a hard look at it when someone really steps up to the plate and gives you feedback. And I get it. I tend to have driver tendencies. I like closures. I like bringing tasks into completion. And yes, I will ask questions until something is, okay, maybe 99.9% done, if not 100, right? Because here's the truth. So if you have, say you have a product or a software that you're launching, and to an end user, if a software doesn't work, it doesn't matter how many pieces of it do work. So as you know, I created Let's Talk With Me application, right? I announced the launch of this application and it's available now. And when I take a look at it, if this application wasn't working or it was working 90% of the time, I just couldn't launch that. I just couldn't put that product out there. It doesn't matter if the hardest backend pieces is complete, right? But if the product doesn't work, it is not done, period. So that's why I push. That's why I want things finished, because there is really a huge difference between a minimum viable product that works, okay, and something that's almost there, mostly there, but not broken. It's almost there. Now, the first one, like this minimum viable product with minimum features that works, can grow. But the second one, right, that is the product that's almost done or mostly done, but broken, right? That really kills users' trust. So this isn't just about a tech or a product or a software, but in your own life, I want you to think about what you have left at 90%. What projects, what goals, what promises to yourself? Those loose ends can become an energy drain and it can drain your confidence. So, my friends, give yourself the gift of done before you take on more. Okay? So this week, I really want you to find one thing in your life that is 90%. Close it, finish it, deliver it, and watch how much space it frees up for the next big thing. So this episode's affirmations are: I finish what I start. I value completion as much as creation. I close loops and open spaces for new growth. I give myself the gift of done. Okay, so here's what I want you to remember for this episode. Done is really a form of freedom. Every unfinished thing in our life is taking up space in your mind and in our hearts. The moment you close that loop, you reclaim your energy and your confidence. So find one thing this week, big or small, and take it all the way to the finish line. Give yourself that win. You will feel lighter, more powerful, and ready for the next challenge. All right. This was it for this week's episode, and I will talk to you next time. Bye now.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.